O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 86, verses 1 through 13. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 86 by Jennifer Summers and Tyler Summers. With a rustic, folksy sound, this musical duo sings in close harmony with minimal band accompaniment. Their raw vocals lend themselves well to the pleading nature of this psalm, a heart-wrenching, vulnerable call to the Lord for grace. The psalm then transitions with a moment of calm and the words, O Lord, my God, I will give thanks, a testament to the psalmist's belief in times of trouble.
O Lord, my God, incline your ear and answer me, for I am poor. Preserve my life, rescue this slave who trusts in you, O Lord my God. O Lord my God, show me your grace. To you I cry all the day. Make glad this soul, your servant save. My soul I lift to you, my God. Teach me your way, and I will walk in your truth. In your truth, unite my heart that I may fear only. Only you. Oh Lord my God, you are so good, quick to forgive and bountiful. In loving kindness to everyone who calls on you, oh Lord my God, teach me your way.
Psalm 86, verses 1 through 13. Listen, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Protect my life, for I am faithful. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant's life, because I appeal to you, Lord. For you, Lord, are kind and ready to forgive, abounding in faithful love to all who call on you. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cries for mercy. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. Lord, there is no one like you among the gods, and there are no works like yours. All the nations you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord, and will honor your name. For you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. I will praise you with all my heart, Lord my God, and will honor your name forever. For your faithful love for me is great, and you rescue my life from the depths of Sheol. Listen, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. How many of you are comfortable identifying as David does in this text, as poor and needy? I'm guessing not many. Even when we are poor and needy, we like to pretend as though we're not, as though it's just a phase, and really we've got things under control. I appreciate David's lack of pretense in Psalm 86, and throughout the Psalms for that matter, because he demonstrates what an honest approach to God looks like. Here's some of the petitions in the first few verses of the psalm. Protect my life. I call to you all day long. I appeal to you, Lord. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cries for mercy. I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me. David has needs, and so he calls out to the one he knows that can provide for them. And notice he doesn't call out to God asking for God's ear because of all of his qualifications. He knows he has nothing to offer God. He is poor and needy. Now in verse 2, the appeal seems like it might be based on David's worthiness. Protect my life, for I am faithful. But it's not. The word translated faithful could also be translated loyal. It stems from the Hebrew word hesed, which refers to God's steadfast love, his covenant faithfulness. So verse 2 isn't an appeal to David's godliness. Instead, it's a statement of commitment, of loyalty to and dependence on God's covenant. David is basically saying, God, preserve me, for I am committed to your covenant faithfulness, your steadfast love, because that's my only hope. The pastor and author Dane Ortlund writes that God doesn't simply meet us at our place of need. He lives in our place of need. He never tires of sweeping us into his tender embrace. It is his very heart. It's what gets him out of bed in the morning. This point was affirmed by the Puritan Thomas Goodwin, who wrote that Christ's own joy, comfort, happiness, and glory are increased and enlarged by his showing grace and mercy in pardoning, relieving, and comforting his members here on earth. So where do you feel broken down? Where do you sense your need? Give that to the Lord today. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. O God, whose never-failing providence orders all things both in heaven and earth, we humbly beseech you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give us those things that are profitable for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.